This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. The beautiful glass-domed conservatory sits on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol, a location that turned out to be sadly useful in this era of anthrax anxiety. Because the building had been closed for renovation, it was considered anthrax-free, and so became the 24-hour anthrax command center for the CDC and other federal agencies. Now they have moved, and the garden is open for visitors. We went over last week to see Executive Director Holly Shimizu. Most of this is a 1933 building, but it's got all these fancy, utterly modern innards now, huh?
Oh, it does indeed. I mean, we have honored the historic integrity of the building, so architects will be very pleased, and historians, and Art Deco design. But the way it functions is with the highest state of technology available. And so, do you know, I could take a laptop computer home and I could control each individual greenhouse space within this conservatory.
You mean change its temperature,
yes.
Get it watered, do
what? Yes, everything. I could do the light, the humidity, the air movement, and it's unbelievable, and it's working really well.
In the old days, you used to have to hand crank fabulous glass windows
in
the domes.
If we wanted it cooler, we had to put a fan in here.
Right.
And so now we have actual air conditioning, and we're able to grow, as a result of that, plants from any corner of the world.
Well, I asked to see the oldest specimen in the place.
Well, I have one that we're all very proud of, and it's this cycad that we're looking at. This plant was collected by Admiral Charles Wilkes. He brought it here in 1842.
Oh, my.
We, it's amazing, have been able to keep this alive since 1842.
1842?
Yes.
This is a senior citizen.
Very
plant.
Much so. And we love those. One thing we have done is we've had to propagate from the mother plant and take the offshoots so that the plants don't outgrow the top of the greenhouse.
Oh, sure, because it would keep growing and growing.
Exactly. But it is the same genes, it's the same genetic pool, and we like for kids to be able to touch plants that are antiques.
It's okay with you to go and touch
Yes,
this?
But we warn people because there are some deceptive plants in here that look very kind and gentle, and when you touch them, they have deadly little thorns.
Cactus, for example.
Exactly.
What is the rarest specimen here?
Oh, I want to take you and show you that.
Great, let's go.
This is the orchid house. This is our Vanda orchid, and it's a very rare one because it has true blue flowers. And we actually received the plant, like so many of our rare ones, through this CITES program. It's an effort to stop the illegal importation of plants. Mm. And so when they're seized at airports, they're sent to us. And We actually have orchids that are so rare, they have no name.
I bet you've got some really high-maintenance plants here at the Botanical
Garden. Oh, we do indeed. We've got to have very specialized growers to accommodate the needs of some of our plants. For example, we have these tropical pitcher plants that are just unbelievable. Take a look at this tropical pitcher plant.
Oh,
it's called a Nepenthes.
Blobby green.
Yes. Peas. And they are actually pitchers. And what happens is attract insects into that pitcher, and the insects get stuck in the downward hairs and digested by the enzymes.
Oh my gosh.
And it provides food for these plants because they grow in places where they don't have a lot of nutrition.
So this would be your rarest, huh?
This is one of the rarest groups because their habitat is very endangered.
Why is the Botanic Gardens here in the shadow of the U.S. Capitol?
Well, that's a great question because it does go back to George Washington, our great visionary, and Thomas Jefferson. They said that American people were in a rut about growing the same old plants. And they wanted this garden so that people could understand there is an entire diverse world of plants that we need to draw from for agriculture, for medicine, for beauty, for food. And we're honoring that mission.
Well, I know in all my years of living in this city, what a wonderful respite this has been, a place to come
Thank
to
you.
And sit and
it
enjoy.
Is. And we feel at this time we are really offering a great hope and place for solace.
But now all you need is get the tourists back.
They'll be back.
Holly Shimizu, executive director of the just renovated, just reopened U.S. Botanic Garden on the Capitol grounds in Washington.